This is the Sakar Merli of the 29th of October, 2025. Essence. Sweet children, you have to make everyone into a resident of the land of angels. You are those who benefit everyone. Your duty is to make the poor wealthy. Question. Which of the father's names are ordinary, even though the task he carries out with those names is very great? Answer. Baba is called the Master of the Garden and the Boatman. These names are very ordinary, yet to take across those who are drowning is such a great task. Just as a swimmer holds on to someone's hand to be taken across, so too, by taking the Father's hand, you become the residents of heaven. You are also master boatmen. You show everyone the way to take their boat across. Om Shanti. You children would be sitting in remembrance. Even though you have bodies, you have to consider yourselves to be souls. It isn't that you are sitting here without bodies. The Father says, let go of body consciousness and sit here in the stage of soul consciousness. Soul consciousness is pure, whereas body consciousness is impure. You know that we are becoming pure and clean by becoming soul conscious. By becoming body conscious, we became impure and unclean. People call out, O purifier, come. This used to be a pure world, but it is now impure. So there will definitely be a pure world once again. The world cycle will continue to turn. Those who know this world cycle are called spinners of the discus of self-realization. Each of you is a spinner of the discus of self-realization. The soul has received the knowledge of the world cycle. Who gave this knowledge? He too must surely be the spinner of the discus of self-realization. Only the Father can teach you. No human being can teach you. The Father, the Supreme Spirit, is teaching you children. He says, children become soul conscious. There is no need for this knowledge or these teachings to be given in the Golden Age. Nor is there any devotion there. You receive your inheritance through this knowledge. The Father gives you Srimat. This is the way you become elevated. You know that you were in a graveyard, Kabristan, and that the Father is now making you into elevated residents of that land of angels, Paristan. This old world is to be turned into a graveyard. This land of death is called a graveyard. That new world is called a land of angels, Paristan. The Father explains the secrets of the drama. This whole world is called a haystack. Baba has explained that Ravan's kingdom now extends over the whole world. People celebrate Dashera, the burning of Ravan's effigy, and they become very happy. The Father says, in order to liberate all of you children from sorrow, I too have to come into Ravan's old world. There is a story told about this. Someone was asked what he wanted first, happiness or sorrow. He replied that he wanted happiness first, because if he went into happiness, none of the demons of death could go there. That is just a story. The father also tells you that death never enters that land of happiness. That is a land of immortality. You conquer death. You become such almighty authorities. There, you never say that so-and-so has died. There is no mention of death there. They just change their costumes and put on others. Just as a snake sheds its skin, so you too shed your old skins, that is, you enter new bodies. There, even the five elements are Satyaprathan. Everything becomes Satyaprathan. Everything, including the fruit, etc., is the very best. The Golden Age is called Heaven. There they are very wealthy. No one else can be such a happy master of the world as they are. You now know that you are the same ones. Therefore, you must have so much happiness. You have to make everyone into a resident of that land of angels. You have to bring benefit to many. You become very wealthy. Everyone else is poor. Until you put your hand in his hand, you cannot become a resident of heaven. Not everyone will take the Father's hand. Only you take the Father's hand. Others then take your hands. Others will then take the hands of others, just as swimmers take others across to the other side, one by one. You are also master boatmen. Many of you are becoming boatmen. This is your business. We are showing everyone the way to take their boats across. The children of the boatmen also become boatmen. The names of God, the boatman and the master of the garden, are so ordinary. You can now see this in a practical way. You are now establishing that land of angels. Your memorials are in front of you. You are shown doing tapasya of Raj Yoga on the ground, and your kingdom is shown above you. The name Diwala is very good. The Father wins everyone's heart. He grants salvation to everyone. Who is it that wins your hearts? No one knows this. Shiv Baba is also the father of Brahma. It is the unlimited father who wins everyone's heart. He even brings benefit to the elements, etc. This too has been explained to you children. The scriptures of all the other religions, etc., remain permanently. You receive this knowledge at the confluence age. Then destruction takes place and none of the scriptures remain. All the scriptures are signs of the path of devotion. This is knowledge. You can recognize the difference. There is a lot of devotion. They spend so much when they worship the goddesses, etc. The Father says they receive temporary happiness by doing that. Whatever devotional feelings they have are fulfilled. While decorating and worshipping the goddesses, they have visions and they become very happy with just that. However, there is no benefit in doing that. Mira's name has been remembered. There is also Rosary of Devotees. Of the females it is Mira, and of the males it is Narad, who are remembered as the most elevated devotees. It is also number-wise for you children. There are many beads on a rosary. At the head is Baba, the flower, the tassel. And then there is the jewel bead. Everyone salutes the flower. Everyone salutes each bead. When they create a sacrificial fire of Rudra, they worship Shiva the most. They don't worship the saligrams as much. Their full attention is on Shiva, because it was through Shiv Baba that the saligrams became so clever. Just as you are now becoming pure. You children of the Purifier Father are master purifiers. If you don't show others the path, you will receive a status only worth a few pennies. Nevertheless, at least you've met the Father. That's not a small thing. The Father of all is that one. You wouldn't say this of Sri Krishna. Whose father does Sri Krishna become? Sri Krishna isn't called a father. You can't call a child a father. Only when he becomes part of a couple and creates children can he be called a father. They would then call him father. No one else can call him father. However, an elderly man can also be called father, Bapuji. This one is the father of everyone. They sing about brotherhood. By saying that God is omnipresent, it becomes a fatherhood. You children will have to explain in very large gatherings. Before you go and give a lecture, always first churn that topic and write about it. The father doesn't have to churn the ocean of knowledge. He only tells you what he told you a cycle ago, and then he goes back. You have to explain the topics. First, write it down, and then read it back. After giving the lecture, you then remember the particular points that you didn't share. It would have been better if I had explained this. It happens like that. You forget one point or another. First of all, tell them, brothers and sisters, sit in soul consciousness. Never forget this. No one writes such news. First of all, tell everyone, sit in soul consciousness. You souls are imperishable. The Father has now come and is giving you this knowledge. The Father says, by remembering me, your sins will be absolved. Don't remember bodily beings. Consider yourselves to be souls. We are residents of that place. Our Baba is Shiva, the benefactor, and we souls are his children. The Father says, be soul conscious. I am a soul. Your sins will be absolved by having remembrance of the Father. You won't be absolved of them by bathing in the Ganges, etc. The Father's direction is, remember me. Those people study the Gita and quote it. Whenever there is extreme irreligiousness, I come. They say this, but they don't understand the meaning of it. The Father gives you advice on how to do service. Shiv Baba says, consider yourselves to be souls and remember Shiv Baba. They believe that Sri Krishna said that. You say that Shiv Baba is telling us children, remember me. The more you remember me, the more Satyabhritan you will become, and the higher the status you will claim. Your aim and objective is also in front of you. You have to claim a high status by making effort. Those elsewhere will claim a high status in their own religions. We don't go into the religions of others, they come later on. They know that paradise existed before them. Bharat is the most ancient land, but no one knows when it existed. They call them gods and goddesses, but the father says they shouldn't be called gods and goddesses. I alone am God, you are Brahmins. The father is not called a Brahmin. He is God, the highest on high. He has no bodily name. All of you have names for your bodies. A soul is just a soul. He is the supreme soul. The name of that soul is Shiva. He is incorporeal. He has neither a subtle nor a physical body. This doesn't mean that he doesn't have a form. Anything that has a name definitely has a form. Nothing exists without name or form. It is such great ignorance to say that God the Father is beyond name and form. If the Father were beyond name and form, and the children were also beyond name or form, there would be no world. You can now explain very well. The gurus will understand at the end. They are ruling now. You are now becoming doubly non-violent. The supreme religion of non-violence of the deities has been remembered as the doubly non-violent religion. To hit someone physically or to cause sorrow is a form of violence. Every day, the father explains, never cause sorrow with your thoughts, words, or deeds. Something will definitely enter your thoughts. In the golden age, nothing like that will enter your thoughts. Here, it enters your thoughts, words, and deeds. Neither will you hear these words there, nor will there be any gatherings of truth, satsangs, etc. there. The only gathering of truth is with the truth in order to become true. Only the one Father is the truth. The Father sits here and tells you the story of becoming true Narayan from an ordinary human. By listening to this, you become Narayan. Then later, you listen with a great deal of love on the path of devotion to the story of becoming the true Narayan. Look how good your memorial, the Diwala temple, is. The father must definitely have won everyone's heart at the confluence age. Adidev, Devi and the children are sitting here. This is the real memorial. No one except you knows its history and geography. It is your memorial. This too is a wonder. When you go to the Lakshmi and Narayan temple, tell them that you are becoming that. Christ is also here. Many say that Christ is now in his beggar form somewhere. Tamo Pratan means he is a beggar. He definitely takes rebirth. Prince Sri Krishna is also now a beggar, the ugly and the beautiful one. You know what Bharat was and what it has now become. The father is the lord of the poor. People make donations to the poor and perform charity in the name of God. Many don't even have enough grain. As you progress, you will see that even the wealthy won't receive enough grain. In every town there are wealthy ones who are robbed by bandits. There is a difference in the status. The father says, make such effort that you claim number one. It is the duty of the teacher to caution you. You have to pass with honours. This is an unlimited Pashala. This Raj Yoga is to establish the kingdom. The destruction of the old world is to happen again. Otherwise, where would you rule? This land is impure. People say that the Ganges is the purifier. The father says, all five elements are impure at this time. All the dirt and rubbish goes into the ocean. Fish, etc., also live in that. It is as though that is a world of water. So many species live in water. People get so much food from the big oceans. So that too is like a town. How can a town be called the purifier? The father explains, sweetest children, only the one father is the purifier. You souls and your bodies have become impure. Now remember me and you will become pure. You are becoming beautiful masters of the world. There are no other continents there. It is Bharat that has an all-round part. All of you are all-rounders. In a play, all the actors enter number-wise. It is the same here. Baba says, just understand that God is teaching you. We are students of the purifier, God the Father. Everything is included in this. The purifier is included in this, and he is also the guru and the teacher. He is the father too. He is also incorporeal. This is the incorporeal Godfatherly World University. It is such a good name. People praise God so much. When they hear of a point, they become amazed. They praise God so much, and yet what is he? Just a point. He has such a great part recorded in him. The father now says, while being in your bodies and living at home with your families, constantly remember me alone. Those who do intense devotion on the path of devotion are called Satapratthan, intense devotees. Their devotion is so intense. You now need an intense speed of remembrance. Only the names of those who practice intense remembrance will be glorified. They will become the beads of the rosary of victory. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. The spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana 1. In order to become Narayan from an ordinary human, listen to the true Father every day. Keep the company of the truth. Never cause anyone sorrow with your thoughts, words or deeds. 2. In order to become a bead of the rosary of victory and pass with honours, increase your speed of remembrance. Become a master purifier and serve everyone to make them pure. Blessing. May you be a soul with such elevated fortune of the confluence age that you remain merged in God's lap of remembrance. The confluence age is even more elevated than the golden aged heaven, because the memorial of the present time is that there is nothing lacking in the world of Brahmins. Having found the one Father, you have found everything. Now, you children sometimes swing in the swing of supersensuous joy, sometimes in happiness, sometimes peace, sometimes knowledge, sometimes bliss, and sometimes you swing in the swing of God's lap. God's lap is the stage of being absorbed in remembrance. This lap enables you to forget all the sorrow and suffering of many births in a second. So constantly keep these elevated sanskars in your awareness and become a fortunate soul. Slogan: become so worthy that Baba sings songs of you and you sing songs of Baba. Aviat signal: experiment on yourself and others, with your mind, with the powers of yoga. In order to make this practice powerful, first of all, experiment on yourself. Every month or every 15 days, take one or another particular virtue or power and experiment on yourself with this. There will be test papers in gatherings and in connections and relationships. So first of all, experiment on yourself and see how many times you were successful with any particular virtue or power. When you experience success on yourself, the zeal and enthusiasm to experiment with this on others will then automatically increase in your heart. Om Shanti.